Welcome to the Sage HMS podcast series. Today we're speaking with Dr. Catherine Gray, president and founder of Sage HMS, about the recent issue of the canceled radiology orders at the VA and insights into how care organizations can best leverage qualified clinical decision support mechanisms. And Catherine, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Good to be here.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. And as I mentioned briefly at the top of this interview, there was recently some news about how more than 250,000 radiology orders had been canceled at VA hospitals nationwide. And this is pretty big news, and it raised questions whether VA facilities had proper procedures for canceling duplicate or outdated diagnostic orders. And would love to hear your take on how this could have happened.
Well, I think we have to start first with the fact that the most important thing is that we don't know enough to really interpret what these data are telling us. In other words, we need more data and better information. For example, what proportion of the total orders does this seemingly large 250,000 radiology orders represent? You know, is it 20 million altogether, or how many got done in that same period of time? Also, what are the reasons, such as the patient had the procedure done elsewhere, or the patient was too ill to complete the imaging at the scheduled appointment, or, as you mentioned, is it a duplicate or an outdated order? In addition, there is the duty of the radiologist. It's actually a legal and, you know, policy directive of the American College of Radiology for a radiologist to change the order if they believe there are clinical reasons why the order is not appropriate. And then the radiologist should consult with the ordering provider, and if possible, before changing the order, that is, canceling the old order and ordering a more appropriate one, they are supposed to, you know, actually talk to the ordering provider. So all of these things, bottom line, are you need to understand all these things to see what needs to be changed. And, you know, so we have to know a lot more than we do right now, given that quick snapshot. It's just not enough to fully understand what's going on, even to the point of, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Right. Wow. Great insights there, Catherine, and it plays in perfectly for the next question. If you don't mind, please provide us with some insights into how care organizations need an appropriate use criteria, if you will, to determine more about why orders are canceled and how to best evaluate this type of situation.
Currently, the federal government has created a system that looks at clinical decision support, particularly in imaging, and has defined what they call qualified clinical decision support mechanisms that can electronically integrate with the VA's electronic medical record to collect the kind of information that would be extremely helpful in untangling the issues surrounding the canceling of orders at the VA. These qualified mechanisms can help the ordering provider select the most appropriate imaging. In that case, it is perhaps causing some of the cancellations. If they got the right order to begin with, then the radiologist would not have to change them. And also, the mechanisms can track the reasons that the procedures are not being completed or are being archived. That is, an appointment is canceled by a patient or a changed order by the radiologist with or without consultation with the ordering provider, or the patient did not show for the appointment, or it's a duplicate order as two providers ordered the same thing in a close period of time. So perhaps the most obvious concern is that orders canceled are the ones that were determined inappropriate by the radiologist, and those cancellations would be considered a good thing. This inappropriate ordering, even though it may seem like a small amount, is actually a highly likely possibility because 30 to 40% of all imaging is estimated to be inappropriate. And in fact, these high rates of inappropriateness were what the, you know, underlying reason for Medicare to develop the current program for what they call appropriate use criteria. And they started qualifying mechanisms which were to be standardized through a qualifying process and that doctors could rely on as based on truly evidence-based clinical decision support. That is, it is not related to the cheapest or the most expedient thing to do, but rather scientifically, what has the medical literature shown to be the most effective thing to do? regardless of cost or any of the other societal concerns I think that patients worry about, that they might be denied some kind of care that would be appropriate, but nobody wants to spend the money for it. So I think the clinical decision support structure that Medicare has put in place helps really make everybody feel good that it's very objective and can be relied on by the patient, the ordering doctor, and the radiologist all the way around the horn.
Oh, that's great. Great insights there. And speaking of insights, if you don't mind sharing some more of your insights with regards to the update to the CMS AUC program, and this kind of dovetails into what you're saying, why diagnostic appropriateness is so important.
The Medicare Appropriate Use Program actually will become mandatory for what they call all advanced imaging for Medicare patients in across the United States in 2020. And penalties will begin for imaging providers for noncompliance beginning in 2021. The importance of getting the proper imaging selected to improve the diagnostic accuracy cannot be understated. First of all, I mentioned the inappropriate use of imaging, which is kind of a waste. But also, if medical professionals order the wrong exam, the results then that they get are frequently incorrect. And this means that patients may believe they have no illness when in fact they do. Or if the tests show positive incorrectly, but the patients do not have the illness, then they get unnecessary treatment and time is wasted before the patient can begin proper treatment. So misdiagnosis is a very serious medical error and a patient safety issue. So for example, 10% of all deaths that come from medical errors comes from inaccurate diagnoses. And to give perspective on that, that is a higher proportion of deaths than medication errors, which everybody is totally aware of. If you give it the wrong medication, it can kill you. But also 6 to 13% of the adverse events, maybe didn't kill you, but it made you worse when you didn't need it if you were already sick. 6 to 17% of the adverse events are from inaccurate diagnoses. And so these errors in diagnosis represent millions of dollars of waste in our healthcare system and many thousands of patients who are affected each year.
Wow, that's a perfect segue into my next question. So if you don't mind, tell us about RADWISE, which of course is a CMS qualified clinical decision support mechanism.
Yes, as you said, RADWISE is a CMS qualified clinical decision support mechanism. But it also includes additional clinical content that is not specifically required by Medicare. So healthcare providers can use it for more diagnoses and use it for all types of imaging, not just the high-tech ones such as CT or MR. In addition, RADWISE uses the CMS qualified clinical content of SAGE Evidence-Based Medicine and Practice Institute, available at SEMPI.org for any listeners, which has been built from the perspective of the ordering provider, whether it's a primary care or a specialist. So it's easier for the ordering doctor to use and easier for them to learn from over time. Overall, both RADWISE technology and content is designed to be a learning system. That is, RADWISE is very data rich because we do not know all the things that we need to know to improve the diagnostic process, at least yet.
Awesome. You know, Catherine, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, I'm kind of excited to add that the team at SEMPI has applied for a grant from the federal government to learn how we can improve the ordering of the appropriate diagnostic imaging procedures by providers. The study will look at why providers may have trouble with the clinical technology or what behavior change barriers are they experiencing. And we should hear about the grant in early 2019. We're interested in doing as many things as we can to improve the diagnostic process and the associated statistics that I mentioned earlier, and that would be of concern to anybody.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Yeah, we certainly look forward to seeing the results of that study as well. And what a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive SAGE HMS podcast interview with Dr. Catherine Gray, president and founder of SAGE HMS. And she was kind enough to share her insights in the recent issue of the canceled radiology orders at the VA, and she also shared some more insights into how care organizations can best leverage qualified clinical decision support mechanisms. And Catherine, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.